Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Mia Petway. Welcome to another episode of Me Time Podcast. Today, we are going to have fun. Stay tuned. Let's go. Sometimes you can just have the most genuine conversations just sitting at the table, in a car, or in a store, just something. Somewhere there's others that's gathered. And this is definitely one of those events where I'm sitting at home with a dear friend, Yvonta, and my daughter comes home, Jasmine, and we just start having conversations and giving wisdom to each other. Because one thing about just being older doesn't make you wise that you can't listen to the young. And definitely for the young to educate us on where they are. So this is a give or take situation, and sometimes it's best to be transparent, humble, and don't think that you're wiser and older that you can't learn, and don't think that you're so young that you got it all together. So take a moment, listen, and I hope you enjoy this podcast, because sometimes you just have to hit record in the middle of it all. Hold on.
I'm still fresh
and so clean. So what we're talking about is what we say that you're not going to do, especially when it comes down to exes, old books.
Yeah, not reading old books. But I am a firm believer. I feel like, you know, if something, like, if you're meant to be, like, at a time, like, I feel like you can go back to that person. I feel like that, like, right person, right, wrong time. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like at this, you're mm-hmm. right, God's timing, not ours. So I feel like we can be at a certain place, but, like, if we grow apart, I feel like it's because we need to, like, if we come back, it's because we're growing by ourselves, learning each other, becoming different people than we were when we first met. Mm-hmm. So I'm a firm believer in coming, like, back together after a period of time of growing. I'm not going to lie. There's one person I feel like that may be true with, but I'm going to let it rock out and just let life be life and see how that goes. But what, in my standpoint, what I'm saying is I feel like my exes, even going back and looking at the situations, are not worthy of me or for me to come back to them, mm-hmm. even if we were to grow apart. Well, like, grow separately.
I was just saying, yeah, grow separately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you say not worthy, it's just that whatever occurred yes. during your time of interaction,
yes,
it either was damaging, hurtful, or detrimental in whatever capacity.
Yeah.
That you're like, God bless you, I hope the best for you, but as yeah. far as anything romantic between you and I in the future, I can't even foresee that. So we'll take yeah. the hand of God and right. a burning bush.
Exactly. the burning like, bush.
That's the one. Right? So I see what you're saying. And I do agree with that. I think that God's timing is so very important, but it's one of those things, especially when you're young, life moves so fast.
Right.
That knowing how to push pause for yourself so that you can check in and be like, God, is this you? Is this your timing? And then you have such big emotions, right? Such intense emotions.
Very
and intense. Hopes, everything you think, feel, want, need, desire is so intense
mm-hmm.
that taking a pause from all of that and say, God, should I move here? Mm-hmm. And I feel like young adults oftentimes don't come into that type of push, pause, or questioning timing until senior year, right? Because then it's like, wait a minute, my adult life is about to begin. I need to think about this. I need to think about that in general, right? A lot of times it's like I'm living life, right? Because that is a time when you get to do it, right? And you have your friends and, you know, life. Youth has that thing. What is that saying, Mia? Like, if I have the, you know how it's like, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, like, youth has the energy, older has the wisdom, God willing. Something like that. You know that there's a phrase out there that basically
yeah,
just means
Yeah, I don't
that.
Know, but I think that the youth does have the energy, the older have the wisdom,
mm-hmm.
but we have to put it together, and that gives
yes.
us a lot of knowledge.
Right, and that's why, like, today,
as
the older has to talk to the young.
And the young the young also talk to the old. We both have to be open to it. So right. We grew up in the era where you didn't talk to the older ones. They didn't talk to us, I should mm-hmm. say, more like we didn't talk to them. They didn't talk to us to find out where we were. So we're working out of what, trying to get it from what they had, but we're trying to make it better for the younger generation behind us, where we didn't have that advantage.
And I would say, I want to give my parents credit for that. Mm-hmm. Because I would say my parents talked to us. We used to have those family meetings. We used to have those scenarios where they had very candid conversation about mm-hmm. life with us. Mm-hmm. And it helped me be more open with Kiara and Kamen. Yeah. It helped me be more open with Mel as mm-hmm. his wife. You know, and before I became his wife, his fiance, before his fiance, his girlfriend, understanding the friendship was being built simultaneously as we changed phases romantically, because my parents were, you know, they had the mindset of, we weren't talked to in this way about this. We had to learn on our own. They didn't want that for us. Mm. And from that foundation, you know, their whole desire was like, in every way, shape, or form, we want you to go further, to do better, to be more. And so from that foundation, being strategic and being mindful about the groups I move in, the people I talk with, you know, how, what I'm learning, how I'm applying the things that I learn, puts me in a different position. So that when I talk to Kiara Kamen, my same desire is the same thing. I want you to be more. I want you to go further. I want you to do better in mm-hmm. life, you know? And, but that gap. So that's why I try to make myself open and available to speak to any young person that I come across. Because sometimes you'll hear something different from someone else.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You, sometimes you're like, okay, well, I heard that. And the other person will be like, just tell you that like 2 weeks ago I tried to tell you the same thing and you're like, yeah, but you know,
yeah,
they said it this way,
right?
And but it takes a village. I'm learning, you know, I not learning, I've always heard it, there's a different value on it. You know, we don't have our village in the same location like we used to. Mm-hmm. And thank God for the strength, thank you, the strength and the deep roots of our village. Mm. Because location, it's not an insurmountable challenge, you know?
Yeah.
When I look at, you know, I'm so grateful and thankful for you and Talia, because I know how hard of a transition it was for Kiara.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that you guys just didn't be like, well, you ain't talking to us. Well, you know, we trying to call you. You ain't calling us back.
Yeah, because we be having to get on Shawty for real. Because I don't know who she thought she was over there ghosting us. Like, we was a bad boyfriend or something.
Right.
But she need to get it together. Like, I won't catch a flight.
And I love that, because that matters. And in terms of knowing when you got people that said, okay. Because we all go through those moments mm-hmm. in life when you're thinking, I'm going to isolate. And you don't think isolation, but you withdraw.
Yeah.
To the point of isolation. Mm-hmm. And you need people.
Look, I know my season.
Yes.
You know.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And you know, like, and it's, I used, like, to call, it's like, her, like, hey.
It's like clockwork. It's yep. like, oh yeah, it's that time. And it's like, for whatever reason, fall to me is almost like fall back.
Yep.
It just like, and they like, oh my gosh, look at the trees. I'm going for a ride. Oh, I just detach.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. And I'm like,
I'm like, hey, I know it's October. How are you?
Yeah. Like, there is nothing going on. It's not like it's a season of grievance or anything.
No.
It is kind of a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. when I think about it, because you got my father, my mother, and my sister all in August. Yes. But that's really not it. Fall season for me is that fall back. Mm-hmm. And now winter's coming, hibernate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's a long
period of time. And
even 6 months or so.
And that's not saying she's not allowed to go through her process. Mm. But you're not alone in it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, I'll be more mindful to say, hey, girl, checking in on you. Mm. You good?
Mm.
Just reaching out. I'm good. During my Q4, I stop talking. I stop mm-hmm. texting. I may not appear. I know it's Q4.
Yeah.
Checking in on you. Yeah. And that smiles because it smiles from the heart. Because I know I got people that even if I'm not present, they're still praying. They're still thinking about. They still hold me in their heart. That matters in life so much. And especially when you got your girls to hold you down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of thing. It's a different type of vibe. It's a different type of love coming from that sisterhood. And it's like no judgment. Like, listen, you can see me at my best. You'd be like, oh, you got an attitude, and that's okay. I love you anyway.
We're so funny for real.
You know, but I sit back and I love that, because if you can have that, especially younger, and hold on to that and carry it through to look back and say, oh, we have friendships. The time, I was like, oh my God, we have known each other that long. Mm-hmm. It don't even feel like that. Mm-mm. It does not feel like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Like, literally, we were literally just at, like, the basketball courts outside during the summer mm-hmm. from the pandemic. Like, we really was just, like, that young, still in high school. Like, only one of us had a car. Well, she didn't have a car. She had her mom's car. But only one of us had a driver's license. And it was like, you know, we have restrictions where we can go and stuff. But now it's like, we're all driving. We all got cars. I mean, and, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, we're all, like, working outside, grown, like, not even outside, but, like, just, you know, growing up. And it's, mm-hmm. like, the time literally passes by because, like, we were just right there. It was, like, a deja vu moment. We were literally just talking about it earlier.
And that's beautiful to be able to look back in your memories and see those core people.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And not for nothing, it's amazing when you have, like, family is great. Family, God bless, because you have some family members who be like, I love you. We can't chill all the time. There's got to be boundaries in place. I love you, though. I love you. But we have to know. Then you have, but there's something about family that when you go around them, I feel like it's almost primal. Like, it's like, right. there's no, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like
your nature, your instinct.
It's like, these are my people. These are right. my kinfolk.
No matter how bad they act.
But that's your family, right? There's yeah. a connection that you can't even explain. But I see the beautiful value in friends. Because those are the family members you get to choose.
Right. Because you can literally walk away if you really want to. You're not stuck with them.
No, it's like, I don't ever have to interact with you like that. Like, you know, family, there's a chance y'all both have that one family member that either get married or, God forbid, pass away. Y'all may run into each other. You have more likelihood of running into each other. But when you have friends that you begin to do, yes, friends that you do life with, friends that you see through ups, downs, through seasons, through, like, they can be like, I remember your kids when you were this small, you know, mm-hmm. and then full-fledged adults. And you look back and you can see how they have been through every phase of your life. Mm-hmm. And not just been there, like, they're not just like furniture. You know, you look at that one piece of furniture that everybody has, nobody sit in, it's just there. Not like that, but they've been present. They've been interactive. They've sewn into you. They've prayed for you. They showed up. They laughed. You know, mm-hmm. you cried together. You've been there for homegoings. For births, circles of life, events, milestones in between. You've been there, a part of each other's lives, and you're looking like, that's my family. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a different type of love, I feel, because, like you said, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, family, you know, it's not saying that, but when you build your family relationship, it's also a choice, you know, because it's about how deep that relationship goes.
Yeah.
You know, but in either way, it's just like sisterhood. I have no sisters. I've got no blood sisters. I have two amazing brothers. I've got no sisters, though. And so for me, those women in my life, my core women, I thank God every day.
Right.
Every single day for them. I certainly do.
I'm just laughing because sometimes she'd be like, oh, I got a meeting. I got about 5 minutes to talk. And then start talking. Oh, my God. Like this.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, you got a meeting. She's like, oh, God. Gotta go. Because it's like, okay, catch up real fast, or whatever the case may be. Or be like, hey, let's not even get started, because you got to meet in 5 minutes.
And it's, she's just so like, funny.
Okay, we'll catch up another time. So it may be 2-3 days, and we play full tag, or whatever. And like, okay, finally made a connection. hey, girl, like, are you free? Do you have a... Nope, I just got out of a meeting or whatever. And da, da, da. But then she'd go.
It's so funny how you get older and you have...
And I'd be like, I don't... That sounds like so much going on, right?
Like, I'm listening to you, though, and I'll be listening.
Yeah. She'd be like, yeah, and then... yeah, I agree with you, honey. So much... 100%. And then she's like, what did they say? I'd be sitting there like, cracking up laughing like, okay, she's at it.
That's how you know where we're getting older, because it's like, when you get older, like, you work, you got so much going on, you paying bills, you do this, you got family, you got this, that, and third. And it's like, we have to actually schedule time in for, like, I literally have to put everything in my phone for real, like, my work schedule, if I got a hair appointment that I gotta go to, if I even have I said I'm going to lunch with you, I gotta put it in my phone, because otherwise, I lose track of time, or I'll be at work, or do something to get money for real, and you just get lost in the sauce. And then even when it comes to, like, when I first moved out and I was living in Norwalk and I was doing everything in Norwalk, working, school, and everything, it's like they would call me and be like, or say to me, they'll be like, oh, well, you're never around. But I'm like, I'm over there. So now it's like that's everything I do is there. And it's like it's so much going on. It's like I gotta find time, pencil in time to drive this way and come over here. And it's like, it's a lot, especially trying to balance it all at first. It was like, it was a lot going on. It's like I have three different lives that
I'm trying. She felt like I abandoned her.
I feel like I had three different lives going on. Did she suck her tea? And I have to make them all fit in the time.
Did you suck your tea?
In the time frame.
Oh, you had too much juice coming out at the same time.
But yeah. That's crazy. But they never come to Norwalk, though. Until recent.
I don't come to Norwalk.
I hear that's another piece of her healing journey this summer.
What?
She really felt like what she told me recently? Well, you told me to go home, and that's what I did. Right. So it's so funny, because it still says Norwalk House. It don't say home.
No, I like going home, because tonight I'm going to my house. Yeah.
Yeah, drive back to Norwalk.
One thing about me, I'm going to
This morning?
This one thing about me, I drive home. I don't care if I'm partying. I don't care if I'm outside. I don't care if I'm on the other side of Connecticut. I'm going home.
Although it says now, if I look on Life 360, it says she's at home.
I'm going home in my bed. Sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to just stop in Stratford. No, I'm going home in my sanctuary, in my royal blue and diamond crested room, and getting in my bed. And that's it. Ain't no one's telling me I'm not going home. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I got to be work at 7. I'm going to my bed. If I get to my bed at 5 o'clock, that's fine. I do it. I'm going home.
I kicked her out at the right time, huh?
No, she kicked me out and threw me to the wolves. Not even just that.
I'm like,
she threw me to the wolves, and then had the audacity to say, you don't come over no more. Girl, I'm trying to figure it out, because you just threw me to the wolves, okay? I'm trying to survive out here and not get bit.
Or
she knew she had a safe place, though.
Yeah. That you can come back and lay in here when necessary.
Whatever.
But in all seriousness, one of the things that I always think is a beautiful characteristic of yours, a beautiful part of who you are, is your grit.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Your grit. Mm-hmm. I know that it may not have come out of the circumstances you may have wanted it to come from, but your grit is amazing. And the cards you've been dealt is the cards you've been dealt.
Right.
You know, what you have been able to be, that grit is beautiful. You know, but with every good thing, we gotta make sure it's in proper balance.
Yeah.
You know, you loving where you were at, and I'm not saying how you felt is not how you felt, but there was a growth in that. You know, whatever season you come in life, you have to remember. Sometimes we're not going to make a transition because why? It's good. But sometimes transition comes to us and we may not understand it completely. But you're not in it if you couldn't handle it. You know, you have such, you have grit. You know, I was like, hustle, baby. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm. It's in my DNA.
But you're going to go for it. You have, and not for nothing, I see a lot of young people. And I'm like, oh, you are so young. And that doesn't mean, and it's not an insult. You can be 26 years old. And oh my gosh, the sense of entitlement that I see some of these 26 years old with, and I'm like, you like 14, 15 in age with your mindset.
And the way you act. And I definitely feel like that a lot with people, for real.
Yeah, and it's like when you hear them talk, like, ain't nothing old to you.
Right, just your age.
Listen, you're 26, thank God, but nothing's old to you. You better go out there and work for it. And one of the things, collectively, I'm not saying applies to everyone specifically, but collectively and the younger individuals, it's the sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And that means that they don't have the determination, the perseverance, the grit, the push, the get out and go, the put the rubber to the road.
Give it to me.
It's like,
I want it.
It's like, well,
you should just give it to me.
I showed up.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I showed up and I don't want to work that. I don't want to do that. I've been here for 6 months and I'm not promoted. What did you do in those 6 months?
That's crazy. I was at my job for 6 months and got promoted. That's so funny.
But how did you work? What did you do?
Right. What's your work?
What impact did you have in those 6 months? I'm not saying it's impossible for someone to get promoted, but to show up with the idea of, you're gonna give it to me today.
Yeah.
And because I came to work on time every day for 6 months and did the job you paid me for.
Right.
Only to that degree.
And nothing above and beyond. Right.
And some days I almost act like I had an attitude about it.
Almost.
Why did I not get promoted?
Sounds familiar.
You know what I mean? Like, you can tell how people's mindset are. And it's like, you wonder?
Yeah. And then you find somebody who's busy and they're working and so on. And then when they do get the promotion, they be like,
right.
What makes her get the promotion?
Yeah.
She's working.
Right, right. And one of the things I've always, try to live out by example. There's more than enough to go around.
Yay.
You getting your blessing? You getting something good happening to you? Yes!
Right.
I'm cheering, one, because I'm happy for you.
Right.
Two, because I'm like, that's encouragement. If you're getting something that your dream manifested, that's amazing. I'm gonna cheer you on.
Right. Like, it may be your season right now, but I'm not gonna compare your journey and your season to mine, because mine's might be coming and mine's gonna look different than yours, because our lives are two different things. That's why I always say, no matter what, I never changed the way I grew up. Mm-hmm. I never changed the way I grew up, who I grew up with, who my mom is, who my dad is. I wouldn't change anything, because that means I would be someone else than who I am today.
Right.
And I really, if I really sit back and think, so many people, they'll see me and be like, oh my gosh, you have this, that, and third, or think I'm a spoiled brat for real. But majority of what I have, I actually, had to work mentally, emotionally, or even, physically to obtain. And it's, a lot of work and ethic came behind this. And, when I look at people my age, it's, like you said, work ethic, or even, mm-hmm. When it comes to emotional or mental awareness, it's, it's not the same. When people come up to me, they be like, oh, you're 25, 26, you're about to be, I'm older than what I am. I'm be like, no, I just turned 20 for real. I'm mad young, but more
we
so.
We sure thought she was turning 21.
Everybody thought I was turning 21 this year. I'm like, no, I'm 20. And it's like, I wouldn't change anything, because I love who I am. And like sometimes in friend groups, I'm the mom, or I'm the more, mature one or something, but I wouldn't change it. Because I like the way I am. I feel like I wouldn't, like, living with me not having the characteristics I have, I feel like it'd be a dread. Like, mm-hmm. I love the fact that I have a work ethic. I can low-key be a workaholic sometimes, but that's okay. Like, when I'm at work, like, I am, like, really on it. Like, I'm on go for it. Everything's mm-hmm. getting done. Like, I'm going to delegate something. I'm going to do this, that, and third. And I'm going to, like, even though if it's not in my pay grade, if I's helping improve, like, the workflow for everybody else, or I know this is what's needed from me, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, even when it comes to, like, at-home stuff, like, if, like, it's, like, with helping out with a certain thing or doing this or doing that, like, I'm going to do it, mm-hmm. even frame-wise or anything. So it's, like, I wouldn't change anything. I definitely love all my characteristics, even with the pain, drama, or whatever came with it, because it all was a journey. It's like, if without any, like, out any battles, you don't learn nothing for real. Mm-hmm. Like, a soldier's not a soldier for nothing.
Mm-hmm. You have to press on. That's what's in it. That grit.
Right.
That's that grit. And not everyone has that. And like you said, you've been through what you've been through.
Right.
Right? And one of the things I would just always encourage you is to make sure that, like you said, you're going to go and you're healing, right? Always be self-auditing, self-check-in, and like from a dirty, honest position. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like real raw.
Yeah.
Very open, very vulnerable. Don't even lie.
Right.
Real place, you know? Even if you can't say it out loud, you know it in your mind.
Right.
You know? Right. You know, because keeping it honest with yourself is how you're going to expose, identify, you know, and really go through that healing process. You know, if you're going to go on a healing journey, like, go all in.
Right.
Don't keep it superficial.
Right.
You know, go in, and don't be afraid to lean on those people that you know in your life are trusted people. Mm-hmm. You know, even if, I'll be quick to say, pray for your girl.
Yeah, I definitely do that with the girls too. Or like, I definitely do that.
Because you don't always... And she can send me a text, pray, gotcha. I don't need to know a detail. I don't need to know a circumstance. The God I know, the God I serve, you know what's going on.
Right.
I'm going to just begin to pray. I'm calling my girl out by name. I'm going to pray all I know that is on my heart. Praying that situation, generalities. God, you got it. But she knows I got her. You know what I'm saying? Right. So sometimes you don't even need... When you have...
you know that if you're in that moment, you're not going to the Lord right at all.
Right?
You're praying, you're trying to say a scripture while you're cussing, and you got bad thoughts.
Yes. Yes, because you have those moments, and you need someone else to say, I got you, I'm going to lift you up. And you need, and then after that, like, are you good?
Mm. Right.
And so when you can be honest with them, be like, Lord, listen.
Yeah. I need you to come down... you'd be like, I need somebody else to pray because my prayers ain't gonna go right, and then I'm gonna try to lock it in Jesus' name. You know, you're like, you know your heart is not nowhere right.
You know, I was thinking it anyway.
Yeah, come back when your heart is right.
But keep healing. Don't stop.
Definitely will.
We she shared something with me the other day.
I shared a lot. What I said.
We touched upon something because I asked her a question a long time ago.
Well, girl, go ahead. Speak it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I had asked her a question years ago about, you know, she was angry with her mom. Mm-hmm. And I said, but if your mom was to die today or tomorrow, what would you do? She said, go pick a dress.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you was mad. You were this big mad.
I remember saying I wouldn't hear. Oh, well.
Same thing. Pick a dress.
Because one thing about me...
Like, let's just go get this done. Move
right,
on.
Right. Let's move. One thing, I don't know what it is. It's like, one thing about me, like, you would never be able to tell if I'm going through something or that I've been through something. Like, a lot of people that see me, if they finally, like, down the line know my story, they'd be like, are you serious? Like, are you sure, like, that's your story for life? Because, like, I'm not going to show it. Like, I can, like, besides that one time, I don't know what was going on that one time. I think it was just, like, overload. But one thing about me, like, when, like, so, like, when I lost my dad or, like, my dad left and everything like that, you couldn't tell. You didn't know because I process things my own way, but on the outside, like, I'm not going to show that I'm going through something or that it happened. Like, with my dad, or even, like, with Keith passing, I was like, okay, you know, being there for my mom, doing everything, doing this, doing that, but, like, it's, like, it doesn't affect me or hit me, and, like, I won't show it, so you won't know.
But you do mask it, but then it shows up in another way. Mm. It is never gone if you don't process it. It's just there. You say, rather workaholic or whatever the case may be, you get into that work mode and so on. But what she shared with me the other day, because her mom had got sick and had to go have a surgery, whatever the case may be, is that same question was different. Mm-hmm. It mattered. And then she said, that's crazy because I was just thinking about that. And then it was just a moment. It was just a season. And we say things out of anger, you know, speaking about the anger tonight. You know, when you say it at that moment, we're all up in our flesh. Our emotions are raw and so on. But the reality is, if that happened, it hurts. It wouldn't matter. Yeah. And there's things that you can't take back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely love having that conversation with her later and shared with her that her mom had reached out to me for Mother's Day and was saying thank you for stepping in for my children and being there, and thank you for stepping in to kick me in my tail when I wasn't doing right and so on, and that she really appreciate that. And I was like, oh, that was nice. You know, and it's not anything intentionally that I did. It's just who you are sometimes. You know,
one of the things that you had said was, there's nothing wrong with not looking like what you're going through.
Yeah.
Right? But every person needs a safe place to be able to take that off and to show the impact it has. Every person. Honey, Jesus had 12. And out of those 12, he had 3.
Well, I mean, after I found mine, I was okay, you know, I didn't know let it hit. You know,
yeah, but I'm just keep that in mind, because one of the devil's best tricks is isolation.
No, definitely, because isolation begins you in your head for real.
It really does. And when you are combating all types of thoughts and you're by yourself, it's hard to discern which voice you should be listening to.
Right.
And you need to have someone that can speak into you, that can be praying for you, that can, you know, be like, hey, I'm going to check in with you. I'm not going to let you, like, I understand you need to go through down this road. I understand that this is part of your journey. And I can't walk it for you.
Right.
But I will be praying you through that. I'll be the one cheering with the bullhorn, like, go ahead, keep going. Don't stop. You know, I am your, like, I will be cheering for you like that. You need those people in your life.
Definitely. You know, they don't just kick you out and tell you to kick rocks.
Nope.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't the message.
That
wasn't the message.
But I know.
But I want to tell her that was the message.
That's what you heard?
Yeah.
At the moment. And
then that's what she heard at the moment. Yeah, but
the first moment I heard kick rocks, bro. You got to go run in my space. That's what I heard. But we're not going to get into that because that's a whole other conversation. It's about 155.
It's not another conversation. It was that from the perspective of a mother, I knew how important it was for your mom to be that mother to you.
And the perspective.
And for you to have her as well.
And the perspective of a child that was still not right in her head for real. It has some abandonment issues. I heard kick rocks.
She heard abandonment.
Yes, but I heard.
She was able to come back anytime she wanted to and lay her head, and has.
Still do. Every day. Come to that fridge and raiding it because I be starving for real.
Come in with food, looking for food. Like,
how you, I don't want to hear nothing about
how you gonna come in with food, but you didn't bring nothing
because
for me.
I would be here when I actually lived here. I would be here, and she would go outside, get food, or come in the house with food, knowing I was here by myself all day, and that there's nothing in the house. It would not bring me none. I don't want to hear nothing. Mm-mm.
There's nothing in the house. I mean, you already made.
Either nothing in the house already made, or nothing in the house to make. Can't make nothing with just water.
You can make some.
Nah, tea. You know good and well. Hold there's on. More in that refrigerator than just water. Oh, and I'm sure you've been to people's cans. Houses and stuff where you seen water in the refrigerator, and that was it. You ain't never.
And I went right home.
Never. Mm-hmm. So I brought the food out after you left.
I bet you did.
And that's the end of that podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right, people.
Now, I really, really hope that you enjoyed just that early morning conversation we were having. And definitely something that we can do again. But I want to encourage you. Sometimes we just have to sit, talk, listen, focus, do all these things. As an older woman, I find it that is very essential for us to be able to allow the younger ones to talk. And we listen. Because what happened is, in my generation of growing up, a lot of times we weren't asked. We were just told. So we want to cultivate the younger generation by asking questions and give them the opportunity to ask us, no matter how crazy it is. Because I would prefer a young person to come to me than to go to the young person who don't know anything or the world to figure it out. Be approachable, ladies. We got this. You hear me? And for the men watching, do the same for the boys. We got this. Reach one, teach one. Love y'all. Me Time Podcast. Stay tuned.